Have you ever reflected what an awful thing matrimony is? Only the other day, a Montana girl caused a man's arrest for drunkenness and then decided to marry him. Just think of a man getting a life sentence for drunkenness. Another man who was divorced from his wife refused to pay her alimony because he claimed that marriage is a lottery and hence alimony is a gambling debt. A queer world, isn't it? George Meredith believes a man should have a new wife every 10 years. Hope, the Chicago Bluebeard, believed a man should have 10 new wives every year. I'm with Hope. And yet, I think every man ought to take a wife, or if he has a deep grudge against himself, let him take a widow. I did. I told her I wanted to be the captain of her ship so that we could sail down life's tossing sea together. She said I was too late for captain, but I could become her second mate. Her name was Cole, Carrie Cole. That was her name before I married her. After the wedding, her name became my daily occupation, Carrie Cole. Carrie's first husband had been a soldier in the Spanish War, and every Sunday I had to go with her to the cemetery and put flowers on his grave. Then she would point to his tombstone and remark, "Here lies a hero. If he had not been killed in battle, you would not be my husband today." I told her that I always had considered war a curse. We took our honeymoon trip to Chicago. You see, I hadn't been feeling very well, so my doctor advised a change of climate. And I don't know any city where you can get more changes of climate in one day than in Chicago. We were very much annoyed while on our honeymoon because people found out that we were a newly married couple. So in Chicago, I took the colored head waiter aside and, giving him $2, told him not to tell the people we were just married. We attracted no attention at all that day, but the next morning, the staring was something awful. Everybody rubbered at us. I was very much annoyed. I called the waiter and said, "Did anybody ask you about us?" "Yes, sir," he replied. "Well, what did you tell them?" I said. I told him, he said, that you weren't married at all. But speaking of marriages, remind me of the nuptials of Miss Pullman and Mr. Carr of Englewood. It was a case of Pullman Carr right away. The papers spoke of the wedding as the Pullman Carr coupling. They've been married 10 years now, and whenever they walk out, it's a case of a train of cars. I think there's a new caboose on the end of the train now, too. All the little cars go to school. In getting him over the highest grade, the teacher had to switch two cars. The eldest boy was such a fighter, they called him Boxcar, until the teacher sat on him. Now he's a flat car.